Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. I'm not sure when it happened, this feckless need to force-feed ourselves Christmas cheer. And that's what it feels like these days. Or maybe it's just always been there, and as a child, I was simply too young to notice. But when I think of Christmas and some of my favorite holiday memories, I don't remember this panic-induced dash to clear the shelves of the latest coveted toy, or tie my bows with flower shop flair, but of simple things that gave meaning and brought delight. Growing up as an only child, I didn't have the boisterous present-ripping morning so often depicted in holiday movies. There was just me, my parents, and dog Pookie, for whom Santa always brought a few extra milk bones in her very own stocking. I remember simple toys, a light bright that Santa left one year, an Etch-a-Sketch, a dollhouse, Brer horses, the Simon game, and an orange space hopper on which I bounced up and down my Belle Isle Street. And Barbie, of course Barbie, who rode my Brer horses and was a mite too tall for my dollhouse. I remember the nights my mom and I spent hand-painting wooden ornaments out of a paint-by-number kit, a rocking horse, ornaments, gingerbread man, an angel, and Santa, of course. I remember Christmas choirs, both at school and my grandparents' church, and of Christmas butter cookies and how I'd watch eyes agog as the dough was pressed out of an aluminum tube into little green trees, which we'd adorn with sprinkles. I even remember the way the wax paper crinkled as we carefully layered the cookies into red fruitcake tins. Of course, no Christmas was complete without annual trips to Ski Island, where street upon street of houses were adorned with lights foundation to rooftop, which reflected off the water in the neighborhood lake, creating a magical glow everywhere you looked. I don't know when the shift started exactly, somewhere around the Cabbage Patch craze, I suppose, which was a few years after I discovered that Santa had distinctly human helpers. In our American brashness, we've somehow turned Christmas into a competitive sport, with a starting block of Halloween, giving nary a glance to Thanksgiving as it rushes by. Instead of quiet fireside moments and neighborhood carols, we have competitive cookie exchanges and peeper elves, less Norman Rockwell normal and more Pinterest-worthy perfection. It's a bombastic frenzy of commercial idolatry that taxes the body and the spirit. Some have even turned this into a war of faith and semantics, chiming loudly that there is only one way to celebrate this most festive time of year, and that to deviate from such is an insult to others' deeply held beliefs. But the fact is, history shows us that one's Christmas traditions are born of the social and cultural reflections of the time as much as they are of individual expression. Maybe that's why, for me, I long for Christmases past, when things were a bit simpler, when Christmas was a time for family and friends, when a greeting of happy holidays was met with as much enthusiasm as a hearty hello, and wasn't looked upon as an insult of political overlording run amok. To me, Christmas is about the spirit of giving and generosity of self. It's a time of year when we can grow inward and reflect upon life and on the world at large, when we can carry the spirit of the season by showing kindness toward strangers and goodwill toward all our fellow man, no matter their differences. So if I were to have a grown-up Christmas list for everyone this year, I would wish that you find comfort and joy in the little everyday things, that you slow down enough to appreciate the quiet moments the season can bring, that you laugh at burned cookies or at bows not quite right, and that you find understanding that no matter your faith or means of expressing the holiday, you look upon others with the same kindness you would wish bestowed upon yourself. After all, isn't that what Christmas is all about? For KOSU, I wish you and yours happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock, and this is Gen X.